Hello and welcome to Atlanta News First Behind the Investigation. I'm investigative reporter Andy Perotti, and joining me now is my colleague, Harry, better call Harry Samler, another investigative reporter on our team. Harry, you are going to tell us a little bit more about an investigation, one of your latest investigations that many investigative reporters have tackled that involves incorrect water bills. But I have to say, this one is extraordinary. I have never heard of something like this. Tell us a little bit more about it.
When this email came in, we couldn't believe it. It's a water bill, and it's important for everyone because we all have water bills. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a tenant or you're a property owner, this is a tenant who was renting a house. She actually still is renting this house, but the bill just started climbing. And we're not talking hundreds of dollars or even thousands of dollars. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars that she's responsible for.
Let's take a look.
Wash your hands.
Alexis Jones.
Both sides, yes. Both
kids
sides.
And her sister Erica haven't had water since November. DeKalb County shut it off because of a water bill the size of Texas. $344,000. On the upside, the family is learning a lot about water conservation. They use bottled water to do the dishes, to brush their teeth, and to use the bathroom. They go to a friend's house to do laundry and bathe.
How are you doing?
A little bit embarrassed to the chat out the crowd camera, but a little bit of, I'm not doing too good.
The stress of a $344,000 bill is overwhelming. Alexis rents. She has landlords, but the bill is in her name.
I'm in panic mode.
$20,000 to $30,000 a month, going all the way back to January 28, 2020. And DeKalb Watershed knew about it. They left a note on her door indicating a possible leak. You think?
First off, I don't have this money. And then second off, like, how did it even get to this? Because again, I'm using my water as normal.
Alexis should have reported the leak to the property owners immediately. But she made the mistake of waiting over a month. And by that time, the COVID-19 pandemic took off.
I was working two jobs at the time. I had two small kids.
$100,000, $200,000. Alexis made several maintenance requests to check for a leak, but no one found it. And DeKalb let it go because there was a pandemic moratorium on water shutoffs.
Here's why they couldn't find the leak. It was over there, but instead of draining into the yard, it was draining directly into the sewer below.
And this water bill is
Atlanta legal aid attorney Aaron Willoughby says tenants have to speak up, even though the property owners are responsible for maintenance.
So the owner is always going to be responsible for making repairs, whether it's a leak, whether it's an electrical issue, whether it's a hole in the roof. All those things are always the owner's responsibility once they know that there is a problem.
That's wow. Good. Let that ride right there.
2.5 years later, here it is, the leak that caused this mess. When new owners bought the property, they sent their crew to fix it. But Alexis doesn't have water, and DeKalb's decision to reduce the bill to $188,000 doesn't help. It offered her a payment plan.
For what, life?
Because there are so many factors involved, Atlanta News First Investigates asked DeKalb County to restore water, and it did. The county agreed to put the bill in dispute until this case is resolved.
It's a big release, a big sigh of just pressure being taken off my shoulders, just being able to have water for my kids.
You may want to turn it off. You're running up the bill.
Right. I agree.
Harry, you really feel for Alexis and her family. So she has the water back on. She gets to stay in the house. What happens next?
Well, the good news is you're right. She does get to stay in the home. The new property owner was requiring her to move out because she had no water, but we helped get it turned back on. So the process now is that it is officially going into mediation. We got a statement from DeKalb County, and they're going to determine in that mediation who's responsible for the bill. So what's interesting about the statement is that it also says that it was caused by a leak in the statement, and that it is the property owner's responsibility to repair that leak. But there's so many other factors involved here, because once again, COVID, there was a water moratorium on water shutoffs. DeKalb knew about it. The property owner knew about it. She knew about it. She waited a little too long to report it, but she did report it, and it's just kind of up in the air. So we don't know what's going to happen, but at least for now, she stays there, and then she's only responsible for future water bills. So she's not responsible for the reduced amount of $189,000.
You know, this is called behind the investigation. We like to pull the go behind the curtain to figure out how we came up with these stories. So many people ask me, Andy, how do you get your stories? Like, and so for you, how did this come, you know, how'd this fall in your lap?
This was an email. It was an email to Better Call Harry. You can always email us or email me if you have an issue, bettercallharry@wanf.com. We took one look at this and was like, whoa.
Yeah, when
Andy
I first
knows. Andy, you get every once in a while, it doesn't happen very often, you get that email and you're like, okay, stop the press.
Yep.
You know, we gotta do something about this.
You know, about 2 years ago, something similar happened to me, not nearly as bad as Alexis's situation, but I was charged about $500 out of the blue, and I had such a difficult time getting it resolved because it involved a private company that my homeowners association used to bill us for water. And I hired a plumber. I had them come out, check. There was no leak. What do you do in circumstances in general, whether you get your water from the government or whether you pay it through a private utility? Or like, give us some tips. What do you do in case you get a bill and you're like, this isn't right?
You know, everybody has the right to appeal their bill and to go through the appeal process. Mm-hmm. So whatever county that you live in. But you're right. You bring this up because we've been dealing with water billing issues for years. And what happens if you live in a condo complex where they've hired somebody to manage the billing, you know, and they have their own water meters? And the first thing you can do is document. Mm. You want to document. The minute that bill spikes, you've got to raise the red flag. And you don't just raise it once. Like, this woman reported the leak, but every month she should have been saying, okay, the bill's now $50,000. Okay, it's $75,000. And you put all of that in writing so that you have documentation so that if it does go to court, you have a leg to stand on. If you don't, you could end up getting stuck with the bill. I also thought about, like, what if you really don't trust the billing and the meter? Like, how extreme could you get? I mean, listen, you could go start marking down and, you know, go look at the meter.
Yeah.
Write down the number and then look at it again a month later. I mean, who wants to pull up the, you know, the lid to go down there? You got to wipe the meter off. You got all that mud down there. But you know what? It's not a bad idea. And the other thing that you can do, Andy, I just thought of this, turn everything off in your house. Make sure all the water is off.
I did that. Yep.
You do. And you go out there. And if that water meter is going, depending if it's a digital meter and it's moving, you've got a leak. If it is on private property, it is the property owner's responsibility. Mm-hmm. But it's your responsibility if you're renting to let the property owner know. That's the point where it becomes their responsibility. And then you keep all of your records.
You know, these water systems are not perfect. And as you probably have seen in previous reporting, water utilities typically lose billions, yes, billions with a B, of gallons of water a year. So circumstances where there are leaks are kind of part of the part of the process and having an imperfect water system. Harry, thank you for all your tips. Thank you for exposing this. Thank you so much for taking the time to walk us through this. And thank you for joining us for another Behind the Investigation on Atlanta News First.